When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
This is Rashawn McDonald. I had to grab the mic because I was in here dancing because, we're about to talk about some great music. I know, but I'm about to mention some songs, going to bring back some memories today because next month is, that's June, is Black Music Month. And we're going to talk some music. But let me get the intro started and so I can just lay everything correctly. Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. As you know, I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there is no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine is inspiring you. That's right, you who are listening, you who are driving, you who are streaming this show nationwide to accomplish your goals and live your very best life. It's time to start reading other people's success stories and start living your own. The reality is that when I do this show and I look at myself, because I get up every morning at 4:30, Monday through Friday, I get up. And I tell people when I get up, I'm not a happy. It's not about a happy get up at 4:30 in the morning. But to achieve my dreams, to achieve my goals, I have to get up. I can't hit the snooze button. I can't think about what if somebody else did what I needed them to do so I can be successful. In the end, your dream is your dream. To achieve your dream, to make your dream happen, you have to make it happen. And I always tell people this. Everybody has a gift, not gifts. Let's talk about that gift. Let's hone in that one talent, that one skill that God has given you. Lead with that gift and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. I will tell people this. Between the ages of 18 and 24, you are invincible. You're immortal. You're a dreamer. You can't nobody tell you nothing. When you get 40, 50, 60, 70, get that same attitude back. That can't nobody stop you, that you're invincible, that you're going to live forever. Because even at 18, there was no guarantee that you would live forever. So why should you not have the same mentality when you're 40, when you're 50 and 60, that you're going to live forever? Because your dreams, your legacy you create can make you a legend, can make you a memory, can make you a person that has changed other people's lives. I remember when I was diagnosed for cancer. And then when you get diagnosed for cancer, the thing about it is that your life flashes before your eyes. And all I could think about was my future. But I settled down and I realized what I had done in my life at that point. I was really comfortable if cancer was going to bring an end to my life. And fortunately for me, it has not. So you have to live each day with a goal, with a desire to understand that when you wake up, have a sense of purpose. When you wake up, have a goal. When you have that goal, achieve the plan that you are trying to achieve out of that. And don't let nobody stop you from achieving. My guest, she's that person. One of my favorite people I interview on my show. You know, sometimes on NPR, you can't like promote or say you like something. But I got to say, I like her. She's one of my favorite people. My guest is Deanna Williams. She's the broadcaster, celebrity, strategist, curator, live event producer, celebrating 50 years in the music, broadcasting, and entertainment industry professional. That's what she is. She's the person that's been there. Because it's really interesting, and we're going to talk about this, but we talk about longevity, because when you're successful, you really don't think about longevity till you get to that longevity part. And then somehow you get nervous because you look back on what you've achieved and you wonder if you can continue to achieve that. Some of our archives are really now in the Library of Congress. Co-founder, check this out, Black Music Month. It's on the National Museum of African American Music in Nashville board. A regular on TV One's Unsung and is referred to as the mother of Black Music Month. She's established and she's going to get a big proclamation in the city of Philadelphia. Please welcome the one and only, the Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Deanna Williams. How you doing, Deanna?
Ooh, blushing. I've changed. I'm another color. Oh, my goodness. Rashawn, now you know I love any opportunity to interact with you for a myriad of reasons. One, you are so inspiring. You are, when we talk about success, right, you are helping, you're giving the blueprint to listeners, to viewers of success, because you are bringing on the air people who are grustlers, grinding and hustling, and you are a master grustler. So I'm honored to be with you today on WCLK.
All
Clark
right,
University.
Now.
My daughter went to, she attended school there. Mm-hmm. And shout out to David Linton and the
David Linton, he's sitting in here now. He's sitting in the room.
And I didn't know that. David.
Oh, that's my boy. You know, he got me on
it's
over here.
My boy, too. It's
because,
my
you know, everybody has a dream. And I was talking about that earlier. But when you say, like, I remember when I left IBM and I wanted to pursue a career as a stand-up comedian, I just wanted to do it. You know, I was 26 years old at the time. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing because I felt that I had to do it. And a lot of people said, don't do it. You're leaving a great job like IBM. And then 30 came and then 40 came. And I really tell you this, Deanna, is that it wasn't until my 40s that I really realized that I had a gift, that I had the ability to do things that everybody else wanted to do. And people were starting to come to me for advice and starting to understand that I had a different way I looked at things when it came to marketing and branding. When I did this show, bringing people like you on the show, let's talk about that journey in the early years when you were just a voice, but you were an incredible voice. And when did you realize that you were seeing things and giving advice to people that was a little bit different than they were getting anyplace else?
Well, salute to you again for helping craft the careers of many super successful individuals. I wish I'd met you younger in life. Things might have been different. But the person who inspired me, there were two people other than my parents, my mother, Nancy Newman, and my father, George Williams. Mm-hmm. And other than my parents and my grandparents, my family, my foundation, it was my ex, Kenny Gamble.
Right.
And my best friend, Kathy Hughes, who was the founder of Everything with a one in it. Urban One, TV One, the Dollar One,
right,
everything.
Right, right.
And so those are the individuals that helped shape me. But a good friend of mine, Hubert Laws, said to me when I was in college, he says, you have a great voice. You should do radio. So he was one of my, you know, he was one of my early advocates. So I would give credit to those individuals and a gentleman by the name of Van Jay. And lastly, the person who gave me my first job with health benefits. His name, Bob Nighthawk Terry. Mm-hmm. If you saw the movie Talk to Me,
right,
he was in the movie with Petey Green. Mm-hmm. Bob Nighthawk Terry was the gentleman who came in with the dogs.
Right.
That was my former boss who gave me my first job in radio.
Well, you know, now today, you know, you got to have that voice. You know, back in the day, they used to, you have to talk a certain way. Got to have a voice. Uh-huh. Now it's about personality. You really get, don't have to talk like you talk or the way everybody talk. You have to be articulate. Every word came out clear. But now everybody throw out the word authentic, you know, organic, relatable. How's that? How have you seen that? Has that changed the business?
You know, back, I come from the era of radio personalities, right? People who were very vibrant personalities like Frankie Crocker.
Yes.
Vi Higginson, who is the woman who inspired me, who was also on the air at WBLS in New York on 107.5. It kind of got watered down at a certain point. But I think radio personalities, we come from that tradition. You know, the great Jocko Henderson and Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods. These are legendary broadcasters. Mary Mason, Louise Williams Bishop. That's what I come from. And while I am currently celebrating my 50th anniversary, I've seen all kind of changes in radio broadcasting. But at the end of the day, it's personalities. People want to hear a voice that they trust, they can rely upon, that they can set their watch. Oh, wait, we don't set our watches anymore.
Right.
But you know what I mean. They want that familiarity. They want somebody who feels like family. And that's the style of radio that I've always engaged in. Even though now I'm doing talk radio, I've done music radio my entire career, but I'm a guest commentator on WURD, which is Progressive Black Talk Radio in Philadelphia. So I get to do what you do, little bit of what you do.
Well, you know, the beauty of, you know, because you threw out a name, you know, you threw out a name and you said, my ex.
Which one? Oh, my ex. I know, my ex.
You know,
because patriarch of my family and my very, very dear friend, Kenny Gamble, who is one of the architects of the Sound of Philadelphia.
There we go.
With his partners.
Don't go past that too fast now. You know, Sound of Philadelphia. That music. We got to talk about that music a little bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, see, a lot of people don't know. All they hear is the artist. They hear the singer. They don't know who's the mastermind behind I Miss You. You know.
Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff. MFS.
Chipper Hart.
The great drummer.
Chipper
Hart. Young.
Chip Love
Boy,
Trent.
The OJs. Kenny Gamble again. And Leon Huff.
Ain't no stopping us now.
McFadden and Whitehead, Gene and John, great producers and songwriters.
That's just a few, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that, you know, the Soul Train theme.
The Soul Train theme with Don Cornelius was done by Gamble and Huff, and it featured the 3 Degrees and MFSB.
Turn off the lights.
My borrow a cup of sugar neighbor and my best friend until he made his transition, Theodore Pendergrass, Teddy Pendergrass.
Girl, that was my song back in the day, boy. Turn off
Which
the
one?
Light.
Turn off the light.
See, I'm telling you something. See, you get me excited because now I'm going back to my younger days. When you know, when a slow song meant something back in the club days.
Oh yeah.
You know, you look across you look across the floor and made eye contact. That's all you needed. If she looked your way, you looked her way, and you just did the head nod, the head up. Or the head to the right, or the head up. And she went, cool, then y'all made y'all way to the floor. And
exactly.
Come on now.
Exactly. And you know what? Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, Gamble and Huff did 2 albums, I believe, with them. The great Dexter Wanzel, who was coming from a jazz tradition as well. So incredible musicians. They culled from the Philadelphia Orchestra, string players. And then they have the fiercest rhythm section. I love the music of the Sound of Philadelphia, Philadelphia International.
Well, you know, that music, but it had a message in it, too, lot of times. You know, like, wake up everybody. There's no sleeping in bed.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, again, with Teddy Pendergrass.
Family Reunion by the OJs.
The OJs.
Family Reunion.
Got to have.
Come on!
And you know what? How about I'll Always Love My Mama? Gamble and Huff wrote that one as well and produced it for The Intruder.
I always love my mama. Come on now.
My favorite girl.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that it's generational, okay? You know, you had pop, and then you had rock, and then you had the mothership landed. You know, it landed when I was playing basketball in the early 70s when the P-Funk came. Make my funk the P-Funk. Come on now. But nobody was stopping them boys in Philadelphia.
No, not at all. And they were inspired. thought I heard you say Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy and Motown in Detroit set the standard for Gamble and Huff. They actually flew out. Gamble's first airplane ride was to Detroit to visit Motown, where they were interested in speaking to them to be songwriters and right. producers at Motown. And when Gamble and Huff saw what Berry Gordy had done, and if you've ever been to the studio, which I'm sure you have.
Absolutely.
In a house, it's small. No way all that great big music from all those artists, Stevie Wonder, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Mary Wilson, Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations.
But I got to stop you, Dion. You're right there. You know, because sometimes we be in the mix. And so, you know, it's like you just be rolling through it and you don't realize, you understand what's happening, but you don't really appreciate it because it's just happening and you're enjoying the moment. Because greatness was all around you from those sounds and artists. And what was your head at that moment when it was happening?
Very great question. I often reflect back to it. I knew that great things were happening. I was very cognizant of the fact that I was around tremendously talented people, not just my man, but the people that he signed to the roster. June Karn is godmother to our children. Gamble and I had three children. So I was aware, and I was on the radio. So I was on the air.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
First at WBLS. Then I went into television for a minute. Then I came back to Philly, and I was on WDAS 105.3, which is a monster heritage station.
Absolutely.
In Philadelphia. And that's the station where, you know, great, like, for instance, there's a woman named Patty Jackson. She has been on the
air
30
years. Hold that thought, Deanna. See, that's where you bring friends on, because you got to remind them of the blessings they've given us. If you've watched TV One's Unsung, you've seen her. You have seen Deanna Williams. You already heard all this music. So when you try to go back and get one of those greats, they're going to roll her in, go, Queen, start talking. Give us the truth, because you know the truth. Because you saw it all. Not only you saw it, you played it, you participated, you were at the concerts, you was at the events where the music was revolutionizing the sound. But it was all coming off the East Coast, and then you had Detroit, then you had the West Coast. those sounds and that music. And I'd be remiss because I want you to go back and talk about my girl, Patty Jackson, because I cannot. Oh, yeah. She's done so much for my career. She's done so much as you've done for my career, being able to give me a voice and giving the talents that I've worked with a voice, because people don't understand black radio is a little bit different in our community, because yes. black radio tells us how to vote. Black radio tells us where to go, tells us about the weather, tell us how to get up in the morning, tell us when to go to bed, tell us, makes us feel good about ourselves, makes us party about ourselves, remind us of respect. Black radio is powerful, and it should never go away because of the fact it's an emotional tool to our future. Do you agree?
Exactly. I completely, totally agree. Black radio is the clarion voices of our community, and has been and will continue to be as long as humanity exists. And prior to the break, what I was saying about Patty Jackson is that she has been on the air in the same time slot for 30 years, unheard of, white, purple, polka dot, orange. She is a voice in the community. And as you reference my career celebrating 50 years, Patty Jackson and I are part of a group called the Inaugural 30, 30 black women broadcasters from all over the country. Our archives last Friday were installed into the Library of Congress. We started the morning out at the White House with Steve Benjamin and, the new press secretary. Well, she's a year in her position, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and Erica, who's in charge of African-American media, Erica Lowe. It was incredible, but shout out to all those women for their illustrious careers and being voices on the regular in our community. As you said, Rashawn, where do you go vote? Who's coming to town? What place should you be? It's voting. It's time to register. Where to go? Where to get help? Where to get social services? Who's hiring? Job fairs. That's what we do. We do more than just play feel-good music. We are the voices in our community to alert, to inspire, to inform.
You know, it's really interesting. Like, I'm from Houston, Texas. I can remember a station down there called Magic 102. I can tell you right now today, the very first song that station played in 1977 when it came on was Johnny Guitar Watson's song.
Do you remember?
Real Mother for You.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And so that's how powerful music is, because it can lock you into an emotion. It can also inspire you to be great. Now, when you talk about black music, what I cannot get off this air is talk, let people hear the story of how that came about, how you were very instrumental along with Mr. Gamble and coming about. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how Black Music Month came about, and now it is recognized every June.
Well, credit goes to Kenny Gamble again. We were a couple at the time, so obviously as a couple, we worked together on everything, including the children. But Gamble went to Nashville, and he saw what the Country Music Association was doing with their unity, carving out a region, calling it Music City, being very smart about the economics of the creativity. And he said, we need to do that in the black music industry. And so he came back under the auspices of another organization that he established called the Black Music Association. June Black Music Month was born. And Clarence Avant, who's known to many in the industry and outside as the godfather, called the White House, asked President Carter's administration to host an event at the White House for the black music industry. And it was a little bit of everybody. Billy Eckstein was there, Chuck Berry, Evelyn Champagne King, MFSB, Dexter Wanzel, Andre Crouch. They all performed. And in the audience was Barry White, Glaudine, Robert Gordy, Frankie Crocker, myself, Gamble and I, it was my first time going to the White House. So June 7th, 1979, Jimmy Carter declared June Black Music Month, and that was 44 years ago, and we've been celebrating ever since. Myself, as well as DJ Ed Wright, worked with Gamble for the further establishment of June Black Music Month, and in 2000, I went to President Clinton, I went to Congress, I got legislation passed, a bill called the Black Music Month Bill, acknowledging the multi-billion dollar industry that black music is. All genres, Rashawn, you know
right.
this.
Absolutely.
It's all genres, but the number one genre in the world right now is hip-hop music.
Absolutely.
As we celebrate 50 years of hip-hop. So that was the origin. Gamble, Ed Wright, and myself carving out a month for us to highlight. That doesn't mean that July 1st we don't celebrate black music.
Right.
It's a 365 celebration. But June is a concentrated period of time for us to elevate and celebrate.
Now, this is amazing when I hear all this conversation, because, you know, you can say, you know, hip hop is the number one stream music. But guess what? Guess what he's sampling from? Guess what he's
sampling from? Often from R&B and jazz.
No
question about that.
Come on now.
And Tribe Called Quest with Q-Tip, they definitely borrowed liberally sampling from jazz and R&B.
Absolutely. Now, the National Museum of African American Music in Nashville. Now, why is that museum in Nashville?
The museum is in Nashville because it became a partnership between the public and private sector, and I'm on the board, hundreds, millions of dollars necessary to build the museum. So people overlook, and I didn't know this either, Rashawn, that Nashville, a rich tradition in gospel as well as jazz.
Yes.
Jimi Hendrix was there in the late 60s. Jimi Hendrix was living in Nashville. So, and country music, I know some people want to dispute this, but the reality, it came from black people.
Yes.
White people developed their own style of country music, but country music and black folks and the blues and gospel, always in Nashville. And the biggest ambassadors around the world in the 1800s were the Fisk Jubilee Singers, and people overlook that as well.
Well, so you know, a lot of people forget all that, you know, the Tennessee, Alabama. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at, you know, the whole, when you look at Aretha Franklin, her story, when she was going down to Alabama, you know, Muscle Shoals.
Muscle Shoals.
That's what she was going down there. She was going all the way down there to get the best musicians.
And she worked with some white boys that had
absolutely
to be very soulful.
Absolutely.
They were very soulful musicians. And hey, all those early Aretha Franklin songs that we love were backed by a lot of white boys and black people too. Bernard Purdy was a great drummer.
See,
and he was on
y'all
a
wonder
lot of
why
Atlantic.
She's on song all the time. I can just shut up and just let her talk, because you're so eloquent, first of all, eloquent in your tone, and also the information you just throw out, you know, is like, like I said, you know, it's never too late to manage somebody, so you know, we'll talk later off the air, you know.
Right.
You know, you said, talking about I should have met you earlier. How about meet me now?
Well. for sure. We're connected forever. So Nashville is the home of the National Museum of African American Music, located on 5th and Broadway in the heart of downtown Nashville. One side is the original Grand Ole Opry. The other side is the Bridgestone Arena. So we are like in the heart of downtown, and we cover all genres and subgenres of black music, from field hollers straight through to hip hop. Right now, so you gotta come see the museum, and I encourage everyone to go to NMAAM.org. That's NAMAM, and that's the acronym of the museum. So you can peruse it. You can see our galleries. We have 7 galleries, 56,000 square foot facility, a contemporary historic and history museum of music.
Congratulations!
Black music.
Now you got a big proclamation coming up in Black Music Month. I wonder why this happened in Philadelphia. But tell us about it. Yeah. And, you know, I would tell you this. I was honored recently at the Black Media Awards. And yeah, I went over there. And, you know, it don't get old when people recognize you. It doesn't get old.
No,
you know,
and congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you. You know, congratulations on you, because of the fact. I'm just reminding everybody that, you know, when people knock on your door, or they call you or remind you of what you're doing now or what you've accomplished, it's truly a blessing. And for you to be honored in Philadelphia, in Black Music Month, tell us about it and tell us your expectations. Are they going to let you talk? Or you just going to take the award? You just going to walk around, take some photos? What's going on?
Oh, that's beautiful. Gamble and I, as two of the founders that live still in Philadelphia, are being recognized by Philadelphia City Council on June 8th, and we are receiving a proclamation for our work as the co-founders of June Black Music Month and still living. We're champions of music in Philly. I'm on the board of the Recording Academy, which is the Grammy organization. Gamble's still very active in perpetuating culture amongst Black folks and others in the city of Philadelphia. So we are very excited, and our children very excited
absolutely
to have their parents recognized in you know, city council.
They just need to have a party out there. You know, me and Mrs. Jones be jamming Love Train, the Sound of Philadelphia. Yeah. It'd just be, you know, they'd have to ship a horse. Come on now. It's really amazing. The genius, you have to put the word genius, because there's something that I can't comprehend. My degree is in math, so I know, understand logic, I understand numbers, I understand 2 + 2 = 4. But the creativity, the process of being able to manipulate sound and put together words and make those words just resonate, not only years, but decades later. And the fact that you were part of that and still a part of that, being able to tell this story on my show today, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time to come on Monday Night Conversation Masterclass.
Oh, thank you, Rashawn, for everything. Like I said, what you do, you are a master.
I appreciate that. But again, let me just tell you this now. You know, I'm just letting everybody know, the world know. She said, I wish I had met you earlier. Because, you know, this is about the fourth time I've interviewed you, Deanna. Okay. Every time we always say we're going to get together. Remember the first time we were working on some TV show where we're going to go?
Yeah.
We're going to be like the masters sitting over here and, you know, talk to young people, try to make careers out of it. That went nowhere. Because guess what? We didn't talk no more. Okay.
It's not too late. It's okay, never cool. too late.
There
You're the
go.
One that's an advocate of it. It's never too late to actualize your dreams.
She threw out a word that I knew nothing. No. I never heard actualize. Because you know why I would never say that word? Because I would fumble through it. Actualize.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. You think twice is a big word. That's not even a big word. Trust me, you can get through it.
I love Deanna. You're incredible. Congratulations. And, you know, this is live. This is live radio. I want the people to hear us.
And of course,
it's going to get syndicated nationally through all my HBCU campuses that carry my show and podcast. But more importantly, you are an incredible person. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. The wonderful.
My gratitude to
the
you.
Queen.
Thank you, Rashawn.
She's the mother of Black Music Month that we celebrate every June, Deanna Weed.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.